The next inyan that we're going to look at is a Ramban about the counting, and when the counting is positive, when the counting is not positive. So he says, first of all, Ramban makes a point that the word tifkadu olsam doesn't mean counting. The word tifkadu olsam inyan pekida zikaron vashgoch al dava kilosim Hashem pakad asara kasha omar. It's as if you would say, can I count on you? It's itemizing who is going to do what, who do I have available for what, that type of lashon. Vu personam mikol makom leimolot mem ishal daiti. So the word pakod, you know, tifkidu, doesn't mean to count, it means to check out, so to speak. Began pikadon. The word pikadon also means nevnei shmiras v'ashkachos olav. It's something that you need to look after. V'kashatzi v'limnas Yisrael yema tifkidoi sam limrus shalo yisperim v'akshitno kaifa nafsha matzashekel v'yashkev v'nesom. So the Ramban says that the word tifkod is hinting at the right way to count. It's by them giving money, and the money is then then used to figure out how many Jews there are. Now, he's going to ask the big question, why David HaMelech, when he counted Kal Yisrael, was it an Avera? V'amar b'David mispa mifkad ha'am. It says over there, it doesn't say the word pikadon alone, it says mispa mifkad ha'am. Ki yada mispa mifkad ha'kofer. He knew the numbers through the pikadon the way that it's here. He doesn't think it's possible David HaMelech could have made a mistake from the elementary. And if, let's say, David made a mistake, he said, what about Yoav? He was also Talmud Chacham. And why was he so upset? And he told David, Lomi Vakazos Adoni, Lomi Lashman Yisrael. He knew it was wrong. Why didn't he just make the system with Shkolim? Well, Lomi Lomi Shkolim Shlechto. So he says the reason why they were angry wasn't that he counted them directly. There was no point in counting them. They weren't going to war. They weren't doing anything. The only thing it was there was a certain element of a hubris on the fact that he was a king of so many people. That was Yoav's taina, really. Yoav's point was, why do you want to do that? And then he says, he brings a medrash, Rabbi Lazar, Shemiz, and Zimra, Amma, Kolzman, Shenimna, Yisrael, Letzorech, Lechosru, Shotzorech, Chosru. So anytime you can't cancel for a reason, they're not missing, they didn't lose anybody. If they're for no reason, they are missing. So Ramban's first point is that the halacha of not counting Klal Yisrael is when the purpose of the counting is to feel great about how many people you have. So there, the entire counting really lends itself to the arrogance of look how many people we have, and that invites a certain midas adin. Masha'in Kane. When a person is counting it for a need, there's none of that aspect to it, and you're allowed to count.
Rebbe?
Yes?
Why would there be an onus on the Am for what, for the Melech Kavana? They had nothing to do with it.
It's true, but like everything else, the Am is, it's like if your mind makes a bad decision about eating something, why does your stomach have the stomach ache? On a national level, the king decides to go to a foolhardy war. I guess the onus is that we, Churchill will say, every country has a government it deserves. So if you choose a melech that's not a tzaddik, it reflects on the people. A second one. Ki David siva limnos kodesh Yisrael. That's a lemon shalosh ha'sfarim malo. So the second pshat is also that it's similar but more technical. The Torah allowed you to count for 20 and over because they were the people needed for the army and so on. And umipnei shezeh mefurish because of tovo, and because that's not someone who says mefurish, that's where there's room for mistake. But Yoav, he said, did know it, and that's why he tried to argue with David. Now the reason for it is again because 20 is are people that are roi for Muhammad. That's why counting them has some purpose. Counting even little kids and babies has no real purpose. And finally, the Ramban says, "Valdas medrash agada shoyes shaminyan mamish to kulo." In the medrash in Chazal, it says that everyone made a mistake. Or kach oma lechnei zisrael uksiv achakein sforis am kibetor lishabem sfira klau kitam b'mispashem itzagidu kach shmoisim etkaisim kaifa. So Chazal, however, say that that he really counted them, and that's why it says the lashon sforis am, because he wasn't doing it through pekida, he was actually doing it through minyan, and it was a real mistake. Okay, the next one is a sfarnu. It says vayibnei ruvei b'chor yisrael todaisam shpachaisam savosam. So the word b'chor yisrael says over here vayibnei yisrael b'chor yisrael. B'chor yisrael shelo nafal mimalosa b'dinei shemayim. The fact that at this stage we're calling ruvein b'chor yisrael means that even though before he had been chayte, he was mevalvul yitzuyah aviv and so on, but in b'dayne shemayim he didn't fall from azarei mipnei tshuvasei kin vayu bnei Yaakov shem asav bnei Lea b'chor Yaakov ruvein afal pi shenof mena b'dayne adam. So he says in terms of dinei adam, in terms of things that are relevant to this world, he did fall from Azrega. Reuven is not the Bechor. He doesn't take two nachlis. He doesn't lead Kal Yisrael. He doesn't have any of the trappings that a Bechor has. But B'din HaShemayim, his tshuva is Niskabel. And this is a very important point in understanding. In Dine, in Bezdin Sholmata, tshuva does not help. In Bezdin Sholmala, tshuva helps. Now, why? What's the difference? So Malabatis, you could say very simple, tshuva is nitin lalev. There's no way a bezel shalmata could know that the person did really tshuva. You know, every offender being sentenced, unless he's really crazy, is very contrite and remorseful, this and that. But we have no idea. So there's definitely, we can't work with tshuva. There's a famous Litvish Chassidish story. This is 1-0 in favor of the Litvisha, that they once came with a shaila about an Eishes Ish that was Mizana on their husband, and I think it was going to be Huda Paskin that she's Osir, and some Rebbe Paskin that she's Mutter, and the Rebbe explained his position that he didn't see a black, he said anytime you do an Aveira there's a black cloud on top. And he looked at the woman, there was no black cloud there, so he knew clearly that she wasn't even Avera, to which, I think it was Neibu Huda supposedly responded that it's a big toss, because if you did tshuva, the black cloud goes away, but you still lost with your husband. That's one of, I don't remember who the people were, but it, at least the story is as it is. But there's another reason, and it's important to understand that tshuva is not, doesn't make any sense within the Mahalchim of Mishpat and Din. In the Mahalchim of Mishpat, there are many criteria to weigh. There's Shoigeg Mezid, Ones, Edim, not Edim. There are a lot of things that we take into account. The Tshuva doesn't have any reason in Mahalchim Din and Mishpat that it should work. If somebody was Mazik somebody else, even if he has Charat 1,000 times, you have to pay for it. There is nothing in it that should free you from pain. But in Dine Shemayim, the Hanhog of Tshuva is a special chesed, and that's why you would keep harping on it. And the Shai Tshuva, it's an extraordinary chesed. It's as if it's a personal favor. They have societies where the president can grant some sort of he can exonerate and give an amnesty, he can free people, you know, whatever it is that they can do that overrides completely the Mahalach of Mishpat. Tshuva is something there to override Mahalach of Mishpat. It's a special hatovah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can only work in Din HaShemayim because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both as HaKadosh Baruch Hu and as the Dayan HaEmes. We are only given a parsha of Mishpatim Adinim, and it's got to stick with that. The next one is Umasa Mishkan Yeridoi Salavim, Umachanisa Mishkan Kimoi Salavim, Vazara Korev Yumos. So if you take, so this is Rabbeinu Bechaya. If you take one of the pasuk, Umasa Mishkan Yeridoi Oisoi Halavim, Ubechanois Hamishkan Yakimu Oisoi Halavim Vazara Korev Yumas, so you have the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, backwards, let's work it out, Ha, Ve, Ha, and so on. There's a lot, it's in the world of Remes, which is one of the worlds that the Rabbeinu Bechaya deals with. Rosh HaTevis, the Sefer Tevis are very important. And Shem Havayah is obviously very important, and Shem Havayah is both in its straight form and its backward form are both very important. Wherever you have Shem Hashem opposite, Meir Amidus Adin. Kikein Yiskir Homan Rosh Abiv Chos Yosef. Va'oma v'chol ze einena shava li b'chol eis. V'nishav Chom Amidus Adin Olav. So let's... I want to explain it, bring it down a little bit in the nakuda that makes sense to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as an act of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be meitiv. That's the root of everything that he did, was to make a world that he can bestow good upon man. That's fine. The way in which we earn the good is through Midas Adin. In other words, when we have good, when we do earn our way through mitzvahs and struggle with the Tzahara and the Silnus and so on, we then acquire the Tov. So imagine, sort of visualize it as follows. A ladder comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. The ladder starts with Chesed, and when it came down to our world, the way in which it came down was din. For instance, I have a son, and I want to help my son lead a comfortable life, earn a good living, and so on. That's my rutzen. I recognize and understand that to just splash money on him is not a smart way to do it, and therefore, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to create a job for him that's tough, demanding, but develops you, and if he does it successfully, he will earn it will earn him a comfortable living and so on. So for me, it started with the idea of let's give him a lot of money, and it developed into, so let's create this really tough job with lots of potential. When my son starts, he starts with a tough job, and when he's climbed up those rungs, he finally gets to the pot of gold, so to speak. So Yud Kei Vav Kei, straightforward, is the Hashpah coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu downwards. Starts in the beginning, goes to the bottom. That starts with Chesed. That focuses, its root is the Chesed. For us, now that the Yud, Hei, and the Vav, and the Hei, imagine each letter sort of another rung in the ladder, when we start with the Hei, go to the Vav, go to the Hei, go to the Yud, we're climbing up from the bottom upwards, and that's taking us from Midas Adin to Midas of Chesed. The Rachamim, that is sort of a help for us, like a little crutch to hobble up the steps, was added later, quote-unquote, as an afterthought, so to speak, in order to help us, because pure Midas Adin is really impossible. Even, you know, it doesn't work for anyone. But Lemaisa, that's the pshat in the Hifra Oasis and so on. We saw this. When it comes to Avodas Leviim, his Hashem Anelam. V'charkach hiske Hashem ha-mefoyer shnei pam lafreya lehoyreis almidas adin shimituch alazar akorav lavodat alaviyim. Okinye shiira ba'aza shekosu boi v'yicha af Hashem ba'aza. So, lemaisa, people were, avodas halaviyim is midas adin. Avodas halaviyim is, avodas adin is very, very, it's a very, very demanding avoda. In the Beis Hamikdash, exactness counts much more than any place else. I mean, everything there is you know, if there's one hair missing, hakol b'ksav and so on. It's the mishmar leviim is very demanding. It has itself midas adin, and that's why any stranger that tries to get close to doing that avoda, a levi that switches his avoda from a shorer to a mishorer. I mean, Misa comes lightly there because that's the type of world it is. V'istakel ech hiskel haremez b'chol pam milz halviyim ima she'edata k'midosa shalevi midas adin hi. He says, you know what? Leviyim are always called halviyim. Not leviyim, but halviyim. In other words, the hay, the last hay of the Shem Hashem, which is a midas hadin quality, is always the appendage. It's the prefix to Leviim, because Leviim is Hadin. V'yihei achreina shebeshem. V'lekach hiskel remez ahi b'chol pa milas Leviim ezem evor. I want to just add another nekuda to Leviim and Kohanim are seen as Midas Hadin and Midas Hachesed. Aaron is called Ish Chasidecha. The Mid of Aaron is Kedusha. The Mid of Leviim is Tahara. Leviim were dedicated by shaving them completely and being mitayer them. It's their job is the mishmer hakodesh. Their job is to make sure, so to speak, nothing impure goes in. And that's why there is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the father of all of him, had in himself this mida as opposed to Aaron, who was Oyeva Sabir Makarvan. There's the mida of Leviya is supposed to work hand in hand with Kahuna. Leviya keeps out the impure and the impurities. They're sort of the guardians, whereas the kahuna are the mashpiim. So they work together because that's how those two midas always work together, but the levim specifically are midas hadin. That's why it's also called, in line with what we said before, it's called levia, means the one who accompanies. A kohen is the sar, and a levi is the one who accompanies. Since the midas hadin is not the ultimate goal, it's just the means to bring out the chesed at its best. They are seen as adjunct rather than essential. Okay, the next one is an akedah that speaks about the seder of the Klal Yisrael around the Aron. It says, "Ishal digla voices, a voice yachnu yisrael mineged sub lomod yachnu." So there was a picture, there was a diagram of how Klal Yisrael would camp around the machne. V'ubatzim ha'shekivna ha'teira lo'ikis b'chol ma'shev ha'shezu u'ktata bo'achev mifkad mispa ha'mashem eile v'yachm ish al-shifte v'al-zolviyim v'zol sa'v'roshim. What did the Torah want with this whole process of working out all the machnes and all the levim and all the different types, all the groups and the abed golem and so on and so forth? Kinosa v'mashiyah kol ze ha'gbolos ma'ila u'ktus ha'migdash. On the one hand, it's meant to create a barrier between them and the Beit HaMikdash. In other words, the Kedusha of the Mishkan is enforced by that boundary. Just like in Sinai, there was a ring that they not push in. And so Klal Yisrael, around the Leviim, the Mishkan, there was a certain sense of clear-cut boundaries, which is apropos to Kedusha and to Ma'amad HaSinai. Hine yeza tell us otzim me'oid. There's another to'elos in it. Mitzad shematzovan ala oivna miyuchod yamidu mal'ech samokum and tzoye nichbod asher boi aroina brisa doin koil. Mesha omru nimtzoim v'mizrach machzupanav l'mayrev.
When
when you array people around a point, the array is that which gives you a sense of who you are. I'm focused, where's my arrow pointing to? I'm focused towards that midpoint. So all of Klal Yisrael was arranged around a certain midpoint to give them to describe the matzav. So that arrangement gave each one his metzias. V'inyan ata tera aloikis ki ber'oise shoy kol machneem nefrashem nevdolim alpayim amama mishken u'machnes halavim avdilim beinom beinoi. Everyone saw this 2,000 amas on the Mishkan, the matzav halavim between them and it. V'chotzim avdolos ben ha'hechov halavim parochsem motzi kodesh kodesh kodoshim. They saw the progression. There are other Shvatim, and then there's Levi, and then there's the Mishkan, there's Kodesh Kodashim, and so on. They'll realize all roads lead towards that center. This is the center point that everything else is around it. And that will make everything, it will enforce the idea that this is the tachlis. The yivar belibam ba'oitzem tshukasa, rishpe'e shall have its kolay sichbe. And in the tshuka, to come close to it, their passion will burn with a fire that doesn't get extinguished. Gam yeh me'imeh atzumim sukim ma'im karal nefesh, bo be'esh v'tayivis avarez atzuk zgrufiyas. It will also, the power and the fire of a tshuka takarish baruch hu will act as water to extinguish the tshukas of the guf. And both together will create a precious from this world to be misbeided in yanim ruchnim. So the Akeda says it's very, very important it's important to understand the centrality of it. And when the layout of the society is such that the ruchnius is the central feature of it, then it affects everything else. That, by the way, is the whole idea that we have of Kavodat Torah, and that at the dais you'll have the Rabbonim sitting, and all of that. There's a certain sense to be koveya if the Beis Medrash is the nicest building in town. If it reinforces in people's minds and conscience what's important, what's not important, and so on and so forth. Next one is a Sfarnu that speaks about the Bechair, the Makas Bechairis. It says that B'yoma Kosiko Chorat Mitzayim Ektashi Kol Bechor B'Yisrael Mo'adad Behema. So he says B'yoma Kosiko Chorat Mitzayim Ektashi Kol Bechor B'Yisrael Omnam B'makas Bechoros She'am Bechairis Rilu Anish B'Van Ador. Why were the Bechairis punished? I mean, it doesn't seem fair. So he says, "Mipnei yosem ayosin echbadim." The bchor is always the one, the most respected one, the most important one, and so on. Ube yosem bultirim lenatzul mimakas medina kiyem pentisav vayvayna ir. They're the one that need that they bear the punishment of the city. Vani itzaltim ashek dasheli binyan shasrul nasatzur es hedyit kimishvat kol hakodesh shosav gizra vayda. He said the way in which he says Bechiris bear the punishment of the Dor. So in Klal Yisrael the Bechiris should have been killed, not as a warning. I mean, in the Bechiris Mitzvim seem to be in a warning to Mitzrayim, so why would the Bechiris in Klal Yisrael be killed? He said the Bechiris would be killed by bearing the responsibilities for whatever the problems are in Klal Yisrael. They whatever the Zeres, the Bechiris are guilty because they're important people, and I saved them, he said, by turning them into something kadosh, which you can't touch anymore. Well, the man you would term is it sacht in pidyon, kimishpil kala kredish etzu bechulon, kamun chol b'chor adam v'necha tifte. So he said, and that's why they need pidyon if they want to get out of it, so that the kedusha goes off. V'achshav shechotu me'astim, now that they were chote, I've gotten tired of them, sick of them, I took the levim instead of them. So he says, and then it, he says the pasuk reinforces Ani Hashem leshanisi geshemase apcheres. Ani Hashem says you're going to tell me, oh, so you say Hakadosh Baruch Hu's chatzron fickle minded, he changes mind. No, I remain the same, but kizeh ishtanas korol loy mitzidi amitzidom shechotu. So the change of Bchairis to Leviim was a din in the Bchairis, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the change and so on. So the point to take out from Sfarnu is that the chshuvim of the dor bear the responsibility of the dor. If the dor, it's just like the minister of defense will resign if there was a terrible debacle in some sort of area in defense ministry, even though he had nothing really to do with it directly, but that's responsibility. Somebody's got to bear responsibility that if something is terribly broken, it was my fault, that's it. Let's just see one more, that's with that we actually finished the last piece in Bamidbar. What? Yes.
So, Rabbi, is the Sfarno saying that the Bechoros, they actually were chotei, or that they just didn't
fulfill
their responsibilities?
They didn't fulfill their responsibilities. In other words, if the weak ones fall through, it was the responsibility of strong ones to have prevented it, stopped it, helped them, whatever it was. Al Tachrisu, it says, Al Tanichos HaMasos Boifishim Kol HaKredim. Don't allow first come, first serve in terms of taking the masos. What will happen is they will shove each other, and the kelim and mishkan are carrying might fall. It's a chil hakodesh. Over there it says they fought each other and one person stabbed the other one. In other words, the Alta Chrisus is an Azhara that it be regimented and structured. It's very interesting, a different in Ger, for instance. I remember the Beis Yisrael was the Rebbe for a long time. Beis Yisrael Shita was anti-establishment. He held that anything structured, organized, established is balbatish, and it sort of does not favor the development of a real striving for Kedusha, the Kotzkeshita, and everything when he was Rebbe was helter skelter. The dorm beds were not assigned, you had to fight for it. Throw the other guy's bed out, put your bed in, sleep on the floor, and at a tish. You fought, most of the tish was fighting each other to see the Rebbe, and it was kind of, it's hard to say orchestrated anarchy, but it was encouraged anarchy that, because it was seen as being real and true and so on. His brother took over after he died. His brother was the exact opposite. His brother canceled the anarchy, and everything was like, every Shabbos a different group came in from a different town for the tish, and all the rogue beds were thrown out of the dormitory, and everybody had a room and a number and a place and a seder and a structure. Very interesting. I guess each tkufa had its own needs. But al kapanim, here you have a sfarnu that when you have lack of organization in Kedusha, you end up with bedlam, and that's a chilak kodesh. It's not good. It's Kedusha demands that there be seder, and so on and so forth. Okay.